Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And this is the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And as we normally do here, we're right at the top of the game here with the latest of information. And we're going places where no one is going. And I do mean that sincerely. We're not bragging. That's just a statement of fact. Doug Thornton, former military contractor, former combat Marine, and DHS with experience knocking out Antifa and kicking ass at the border. Unfortunately, he couldn't work for these buttholes that run our government now because he saw the intentional sabotage going on. So he's taken to the airwaves to try to educate the public so we can change things around. Me? I have a long history of being abused by politicians like John McCain, and you know my story and how I got into this business. And so we've combined our efforts, and we get told by people every day, no one is doing what you're doing, which is why we put out frequent reports. We were doing once a week, and now we do as needed. I have an opening comment before I talk about our sponsors real quick. The Carrie Lake lawsuit has been dismissed, as you probably have heard, and this is the most criminally corrupt judge who makes up his own laws I've ever seen. His name is Peter Thompson. He's a Maricopa County Superior Court judge who's in the hip pockets of the criminal communists like Bill Gates and Stephen Reicher that are running our county into the ground. There were probably 290,000 flawed ballots by count. This judge told Kerry, you must prove they intentionally stole the election. You can't prove that. There's no one that can prove that. What you have to show under statute is that the election wasn't run properly, people were disenfranchised, and the end vote total doesn't represent the true intent of the people because of the screw-ups of the county. That was proven nine times Sunday. The county even admitted that they have problems they've had under study for the last three elections, and they asked for more time. Wait a minute, the trial was that day. You don't get more time. And the judge said, well, she didn't prove her case. No, she didn't prove intent, but the law says all you have to show is that the election wasn't conducted properly and votes cannot be trusted to be the true vote count. And that was more than proven in that trial. But the judge changed the law on his own accord and said you must prove intent, knowing full well that no one could ever do that. So this judge is criminally corrupt. His name is Peter Thompson. He's as much of a criminally corrupt communist overthrowing this government for the benefit of the left as anyone else in office, including Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Chairman Bill Gates of the Maricopa County Supervisors, Maricopa County Clerk and Recorder Stephen Reicher. These people are all working against you. In fact, the latter two county people have contributed to a PAC to get rid of America First candidates, which Carrie Lake was. And one last thing. The election totals for Carrie Lake. Less people voted for the governor in that race than they did the Secretary of Treasury. Are you hearing what I'm saying? People went to the polls and they voted. Listen to this. They voted more for the Secretary of Treasury's race than they did the governor. Can you imagine? Honey, let's go down and vote today, but let's make sure we don't vote for the governor. Who in the hell would believe this? And there's over 100,000 vote discrepancy. It's absolutely phenomenal, the criminal corruption. And I'm going to say this, and Charlie Kirk, I invited you to come on my show. You ignored me, because now I'm going to criticize you, Charlie. You do good work with the kids, but you're telling them to vote. There is no point in voting. No election can be trusted. No amount of proof, no matter how thorough it is, will ever overturn an election, because we are under a communist coup headed by judges like Peter Thompson, who are in the hip pocket of the politicians that steal elections that will appoint them to higher judgeships. There's no point in voting, Charlie Kirk. No point until we take stronger action. And I challenge you, Charlie Kirk, come on my show. You know, it's funny, Charlie, it's kind of funny. You and me and Joe Rogan got promoted in the top five trending shows, not once, not twice, but three times now in the last 3 weeks on Apple iTunes. So I would surprise that you just would blow me off and reject my invitation to come on and talk about why we should keep voting and what we're going to do. Charlie? See, the problem is we're not banding together. Everyone's in their own little world, and they want to compete with each other. This is why the Doug and Dave Intel Report is kicking ass and taking names. Anyway, we're brought to you by the best durable food company in the world, foodwithdave.com. And ladies and gentlemen, they're going to use food against you to control you. You can sit there and say, I'll wait till the last minute. Good luck. My door will be locked when you knock on it. Go to foodwithdave.com. They have a great discount in place right now. They're not raising prices. They're lowering prices. Also, you need the Alexa Pure Pro water filter, because if you notice all the grid down scenarios, and it just so happens the busiest travel time of the year, we get hit with the worst storm in a century. Boy, what a coincidence that is. Gee, imagine if they could have technology that could move the jet stream and change the weather. Oh, they can. And so now they're doing roving blackouts. Hello, this is why you need a water filter. The Alexa Pure Pro water filter is also on sale. It's the best there is. Go to waterwithdave.com. And then finally, if we're going to suffer under these buttholes running our government, these absolute communist traitors that are either believe in their communism or are bought off by the communists, if we're going to suffer, let's suffer in comfort. Okay? Go to mypillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges for great discounts. And I do mean great discounts. Pull that up, mypillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges, and look at all the stuff we have there. And then one last thing, I finally have a merchandise store. I know, you know, that coffee cup I appear on YouTube with, that we have hoodies and t-shirts and have all our little sayings on them, like you can't dodge the Hodge. And I rejected this for a long time until someone said to me once, Dave, if this starts conversations out there in the public because of your clothing, it might be worth your effort. And I said, yeah, you know, I hate self-promotion, but okay. So go to DaveHodgesMerch.com, coupon code Dave10. Now that takes care of our sponsors for this entire show. Now, like the BBC, we get to go forward. Oh, speaking of the BBC, before we go to Doug, they had three predictions in 1968. Really interesting. They predicted world government. It's not a hard prediction in 68, but they predicted that. They predicted microchipping to change behavior and the control of all data. You have to think, was this predictive programming? Anyway, Doug is going to talk to us about Zelensky, and I have my thoughts there too, and the great omnibus bill, and which is bankrupting America. There's more pork in it than a pig farm. Doug, hope you had a happy holiday season. by the way, too, have you noticed, Doug, that Biden in his Christmas address, and by the way, the first syllable in Christmas is Christ. He did mention Jesus one time. Tells you who he serves.
Well, that's because he serves trans Jesus.
No, he serves trans Satan.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, this we are in so much trouble.
I know.
It's, you know, we promote food, we promote water, we promote people to get training, we promote people reading material. But one thing I want to promote is praying. I want to promote that. Thank people, you need to be on your knees praying. Your government has failed you. Your politicians continue to sell us down the Yellow River or through the Dnieper River. And what we are seeing now is not going away, but it's going to get worse. $2 trillion worth of a bill, $858 billion goes to the military. And then something like $250 billion goes to more or less internal law enforcement, but all that goes to the Department of Justice. Zero.
To be used to prosecute to pastors. Zero to the border. Yeah, isn't it funny? We can give $45 billion to Ukraine, to the corrupt Nazi regime.
We're almost at $100 billion. We're almost at 100
billion. Yeah, but the latest, $45 billion. And listen to this. It's for their borders. but we won't spend one dime to stop fentanyl from coming in. That's the number one killer in Arizona.
We have given so much money to Ukraine that every American could have $100,000.
Did you know? Did you know in January that 15 million people are being kicked off of Medicaid because of lack of funding, but we're paying for Ukrainian health care?
Oh, no. Don't get me started with this, because we're paying for every illegal across the world from the entire, all four corners of the flat earth.
I got to write that one down. That was a good one.
I'm poking the bear on that one. You flat earthers. I love all of you out there. I love the crazy conspiracy theories. I was actually just reading. It was actually a super cool read about flat earth, even though I don't believe in flat earth at all. But I do find it to be fascinating to read it because I think it's absolutely insane. I'm more of a hollow earth guy. I do believe the earth is hollow because I've been in caves. That's kind of like my pastime now. I think I'm probably one of the biggest cavers that's out there. But I don't prescribe to the hollow earth, but I do like to poke fun at them because they like to poke fun at me. So, but listen, the omnibus bill. We're giving more money to Ukraine, but what are we getting out of Ukraine? We're not getting anything out of Ukraine. And now this little bastard, Zelensky, has the audacity to say, give us your planes, give us your tanks, train our guys into the Patriot system. Oh, that takes like 4 years to train somebody on that, by the way. And then, by the way, we want you to fight Russia for us. No thanks, Zelensky. But I've been saying this since like last September. We are going to end up in Ukraine by the summer. You see, what's happening right now is that in between Ukraine and Russia, there is a bog hundreds of miles wide. And they have to cross these bogs, right? And a bog is more or less a dry swamp to an extent. But the tanks will get completely stuck in it. They'll sink themselves and have to be towed out. So they wait for it to freeze. Our spring and summer is their winter. So while it's freezing, the tanks are rolling in, the artillery's rolling in, troop movements are rolling in, the armored personnel carriers are moving in. I mean, everything that they need, the self-propelled artillery, the self-propelled rockets, these are all being moved in right now. And if you listen to what Putin says, I know a lot of people don't, but I do, because we're fixing to go to war with the guy. He's been joking and laughing about this the entire time, not even really stressed. He said, we haven't even sent any of our good stuff. What, you shot down some of our old Hind helicopters? You blew up some of our old T-60 tanks. What have you really done? Oh, you captured a couple armored personnel carriers. That's fine. I've destroyed three-quarters of your country and your infrastructure. And when I want war, Ukraine's mine. And anyone that steps in is going to get, what do you say? A missile. If a missile gets shot at me, all of my missiles are getting shot at you.
It's going to be a nuke.
And I believe them.
Yeah, I do too. Putin does not make empty threats.
No, never has.
No.
Never has. But he plays our guys like a dang fiddle, though. And let me ask you something. To prove that we have been sunk with the rest of the idiots, as America, which is more or less the Titanic right now, as we're floating towards the giant iceberg, we have every type of wrong captain at the helm. And one of our captains at the helm right now is one of your favorite guys, Mitch McConnell. And Mitch McConnell said that the flag for Ukraine is a symbol of our victory in this war. And I just watched him, and I'm like, Mitch, what are you doing? You're supposed to be a Republican, But Republicans don't mean much anymore. That's why I'm not...
There is no Republican Party anymore.
Well, I've said this over the past week with my new Enemies of the State series on my podcast, that I am no longer affiliated with the Republican Party. I don't think I'm going to vote. I don't know. I just don't think I'm going to vote.
You heard what I said in the opening. There's no point in voting. The elections are controlled.
I'm not going to register as independent. I'm going to do as God describes, as Jesus describes. I'm going to render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. I'm going to give God what is God's, and then I'm going to take care of myself and my family, because that's the only thing I can control. No matter how much we voted, Carrie Lake lost something that she won by a landslide. Two landslides. All right? Donald Trump won by a landslide, but yet he lost. All right? This is this pattern of behavior. It's not going away. Has anyone else noticed that all the people who lost their elections with the 2022 election cycle were the MAGA Republicans? What, we got like two of them in? That ain't going to do us no good. That's going to do us zero good. We needed a landslide victory, and we had one. But as usual, the Democrats cheated their way to victory, and because we're such good sports, we just sit there and go, well, you know, we're not going to be as low as them. We're not going to do the tactics they do. And Dave, I know you've said it before. We should lie, cheat, and steal and get our way in there. That's how the Democrats do it. No one investigates them. But the problem is the investigators, the attorneys, the judges are all apparently all on the lefty side.
They're bought off. Let me give me a couple minutes here to lay this out, because you are right on the money. I wish to God people could see what you're seeing. But I have my pulse on election fraud. I just spoke to the Arizona Tea Party about it last week. I have been on top of this since 2020. And I'm going to brag. I am one of the two experts in Maricopa County, Liz Harris being the other one, that is worth listening to. Everybody else doesn't know what they're talking about, including Charlie Kirk. Has no idea what he's talking about with the election. Otherwise, he wouldn't tell people to keep on voting. We've got to keep trying. We've got to keep trying. No, we don't need to keep trying. Here's what happened. Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, and Rona McDaniel, at the national level, the head of the RNC, they all three were given FTX money, which was commingled with missing Pentagon money, all designed to bribe their compliance to working against MAGA Republicans. Mitch McConnell pulled the funding for 8 Republican Senate races, resulting in 5 losses. We could be running the Senate right now with America First. Mitch McConnell formed an agreement with Chuck Schumer, publicly announced, to rid the Senate of MAGA Republicans and to work against Trump. And he's the Senate minority leader for the GOP. Mitch McConnell also gets $25 million a year minimum from China because his wife's parents run the 6 major ports, and he's complicit with selling out this country to the communist Chinese, as is Kevin McCarthy and Rona McDaniel. Rona McDaniel took RNC donations, which I'll never give to the Republican Party again, and she spent $700,000 on flowers, paying off donors, some of them Democratic donors, lavish gifts, vacations to Vegas. This is Rona McDaniel. All that money could have gone to MAGA Republicans to win. Now, at the county level where I live in Maricopa County, Chairman Bill Gates, my former student who used to be an honorable guy but's joined the dark side, he and Stephen Reicher, the county clerk and recorder, donate heavily to a fund to defeat America First MAGA Republicans, and they are Republicans. And one can only assume that they're paid off to do this. Why else would they do this? And so there is no Republican Party. There are MAGA First candidates. There's Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert. There's all these people who are good people, but the leadership has been bought off, and it's controlled by the same forces that control the Democratic Party. This is why I am no longer Republican, and Charlie Kirk needs to pull his head out and pay attention, because he's leading people down the primrose path and telling them voting is the answer. Voting is not the answer. Stuffing the ballot boxes are the answer. I'm serious. Bribing public officials is the answer. This is the game that's being played. There are no rules in elections. There was clear and convincing evidence in Carrie Lake's lawsuit. They had videotape of ballot stuffing going on, and the judge threw it out. There's nothing you can ever do to win an election if you play by the rules. Sorry, Doug, for the tirade, but I had to get this in.
Oh, you're fine. I have a problem with Charlie Clerk, as it is. I call him Charlie Clerk because that's more or less what he's turned into. He's turned into a clerk for the Rhino Republicans. Originally I liked Charlie Kirk, but he's turned into, I don't know how else you want to say this. He's turned into an establishment guy.
Bingo.
You know, I mean, you can see it all over him. Where's the rogue that used to be there? Where's the young rogue at? But, you know, these guys that get really wrapped up in themselves and talking about themselves and the things that they do, and, you know, get real wrapped up in politics, they lose sight. And I think something that would be healthy for Charlie Kirk is to unplug himself from all these people for a while and get back to being the kind of man that he used to be.
He won't make the money that he's making if he does that.
Well, there's the problem. The problem is your political influence. And I'll say something else. This will put me in the hot box, but you know what? Who cares? The other thing is Charlie Kirk, do not compromise on your faith. I was listening to him talk the other day with a guy. And, you know, Charlie Kirk wants to sit here and grandstand about being a Christian, standing up for Christian rights and wanting to return America to the Christian foundation that it was for a very short time. Well, hey, man. If you're going to stand for the Bible, stand for all the Bible, right? So, you know, having a reprobate nation is what got us this direction. Maybe at one point in time, Dave, we gave ourselves a little bit too much freedom. You know, we had enough freedom that we didn't know what to do with, and then we just started making everything free. And next thing you know, you got Obamacare and Obama phones and all the other anti-religious things that comes along with that. And you have people like Charlie Kirk who are very influential, who have, you know, young people listening to them. And I'm just saying that at this point in time, that's not the direction we need to go. But then again, I'm a bit of a separatist.
Mm-hmm. Go down that direction because you're hitting where I think you need to go. We will not win this battle by following the rules. There are no rules, and Charlie Kirk is encouraging us to follow the rules.
Well, here's the thing, is your government needs you. They need your wealth, because your wealth gives them their wealth. And if we strangled the federal government by not giving our tax, we can actually do quite a bit. There's quite a bit we, the people, can do. I would love to have some lawyers come out and give us some, you know, actual legal directions that we can go. That way people don't go very rogue and start becoming anarchists. And not that I'm not against anarchy if it's there for the right reason. I fought anarchists for years, but for anarchy to be there for the right reason needs to have legal boundaries, or you're going to have Antifa, okay? So what we need right now within the Republican anarchy party is that we need people who are willing to go back to the way the Constitution was back when we had the Continental Troops, back when men were men, women were women, a dollar meant a dollar. You know, I mean, we need to go back to a gold certificate. We need to go back to a silver certificate. I don't give a hoot in hell about crypto. It can be turned off any moment. By the way, America, your power grid system from West Coast to East Coast are all collaborating right now to start implement rolling blackouts because of these very severe winter storms. Rolling blackouts. I hope you're ready for that one, America. So, you know, but we've sold ourselves out. We've completely sold ourselves out. Why? Someone explain to me how many people would possibly die by these mega billion-dollar corporations like PG&E, where they can say, you know what, we're just going to start turning the lights off on everybody. And in a couple hours, we'll bring it back on. Well, during a blizzard, what about people that are on, you know, respirators? Don't have battery backups, don't have backup generators, don't have the gas to put in the generators, don't have the money to put gas in the car to go get a generator to buy one to fill it up and all that other good stuff, because we sold most of our resources to Ukraine, and now we're being blackballed by China, and they raised your taxes. So what are we as Americans supposed to do? You know, because eventually what's going to happen is you're going to have guys grabbing their guns and saying, I can't take this anymore. We need a regime change in America. And I'll tell you, Dave, that that will be a fabricated event. Like the regime change that's coming to Russia is going to be a fabricated event. The war with Russia in Ukraine will be a fabricated event. We're all leading ourselves to it. What happened recently with Zelensky was nothing more than theater. He came here for a reason. Why did he come? Why was this omnibus bill signed now? Because in 2022, the fiscal year ends in September 30th. So at the last day of September, that is when the fiscal year is supposed to close. But instead, what they did was they just said, oh, you know what? We won't address anything until the day Zelensky gets here in December. And strangely enough, in between September and 2 days ago, what came out? Half of the infrastructure is destroyed. Three-quarters of their army is dead. Dead. D-E-D. Dead. They're out of money. If it were me, I'd be like, bro, I gave you like $40 billion. What'd you do with that? I want to see that receipt on MREs. But I know what he did with it because it's not being used with the military. They're executing their own soldiers who are leaving the lines because, you know, why? Because they're not eating lobster dinners every night like Zelensky gets to. They're in fighting holes and they're dying because the Russian forces are superior. And yet you get propaganda after propaganda. It's disgusting to watch this, of how great the Ukrainian people are and how great, and I'm sure the Ukrainian people are great. I'm talking about the military, how great their military is and how great things are being done. And how they're over there really kicking, you know, the old Ruski's ass. But I haven't seen it. If I have seen it, why do you need another $40 billion? I thought you guys were winning. I thought you're destroying everything and making Putin get on his heels. And now you're doing airstrikes, limited airstrikes, into Russia. You're bringing the fight to them. Why do you need more money? They don't need more money. What is going to happen is Ukraine is going to be a floating platform for NATO, for our missile systems. We're going to put a gigantic, probably U.S. and joint Europe military base in Ukraine, and we're going to start hitting every bit of those resources that's there and taking it out before Russia can. But I'll say this. If you want to enrich yourselves quickly, Congress, let Vladimir Putin take Ukraine and then just buy from him. All you got to do is set up the buyers and then get your cut. And Mitch McConnell, you'll get another $20 million a year. You know, but there's I contest, Dave, that there is something in Ukraine that they need. Something in Ukraine that is so worth the bloodbath that's coming that they can't take out of. And I
have a theory on that.
I think.
What do you think it is? Huh?
Well, I think it's computer banks that they cannot move, or I think it may be Bitcoin style crypto that's sitting there generating money, like the crypto farms. You also have the other type of currency, child sex currency. You have the biowarfare stuff. I mean, it's really unlimited when we start to think about it, but there is something there because we gave up on Iraq. We gave up on Afghanistan. Once we got all the oil that we wanted and all the contracts, once we got all the heroin that we wanted and caused enough strife, we left those two places desolate. And then now it's Ukraine. But with Iraq, likewise with Afghanistan, we're fighting a third world country. You know, you're fighting a very horrifically trained third world country with Iraq. I did that. And then we more or less fought cave people, all right, Bedouins out in Afghanistan, you know, with what, their sixth generation AK. That was not what's happening in Ukraine. Hundreds of thousands of people have died in Ukraine because of legitimate trench warfare is back. I mean, our military is not trained for that anymore. We're not trained to that standard. We don't know those tactics. They better be retraining trench warfare at day one of boot camp now. But instead, the United States Air Force is trying to teach you what, or the United States Navy is trying to teach you what pronouns you should be learning. We're going to get our ass kicked by Russia. Russia does not care about pronouns. They're packing 7.62 armor piercing.
I think we're missing one point here, though, and I agree with what you're saying. This is the takedown of the U.S. military. That is goal number two. Goal number one is you're dealing with an incredibly rich, shall we say, fossil fuel environment with Ukraine and Russia. And what did Putin do? Stay with me on this, Doug, because what did Putin do? He originally trained under Klaus Schwab in the World Economic Forum. He broke away and disavowed this. The goal of the WEF and the nations under the control, which is basically all of the West, is to do away with fossil fuel energy. And this is to destroy Russia so they can plunge the world into a new dark age that has depopulated because the lack of resources is not powered by traditional energy. And there's a two-tiered system. It'll be just like the Hunger Games. You have Capital City, who's rich, economically advanced, technologically advanced, and the districts that were deprived in every instance. Now, I believe this is about enforcing WEF policies to destroy fossil fuels. That's the number one goal in Ukraine. Now, are there side benefits? Yes. I believe that you are correct, excuse me, in that the Ukrainians contain the hub of illegal arms shipments around the world, because I traced that to Hillary Clinton's Clinton Foundation in 2014, and they were operating out of Ukraine. So we know that's true. We also know that child sex trafficking is largely headquartered in there and Amsterdam. So I think you're correct on those two points. But I think those reasons fall farther down the ladder, maybe like number three, number four, number five. So I would say this. Number one, the goal is to take down energy. Number two is to destroy the U.S. military in a war we cannot win.
Well, there's something else there. The other something else is that the infrastructure of the Antichrist is being created before our very eyes. And Zelensky is a part of it. Zelensky's new government app, all of your medical records, all of your historical records, your bank account, your visa, your passport, your driver's license, all your certifications, all your requirements, your marriage license, every loan, it's all on one thing now. And if you don't have it, guess what you can't do? Buy, sell, or trade legally.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a there that we are trying to discover, but in the way of that discovery is a Russian Federation marching towards Kiev. Now, I don't care whose side is on anybody's at this point. I don't trust Putin, and I damn sure don't trust American politicians or Klaus Schwab. Hey, isn't it funny? Me and Bob Griswold were talking about this yesterday or the day before. We have like a literal James Bond bad guy, like Mission Impossible bad guy that is literally a Nazi. Once again, you have an old German dude who's a Nazi who's telling the world that he wants to be in control of it. Nobody else care. Nobody else like starting to add up, pointing fingers. So what we see right now is a literal setup for very stupid Americans. And there are enough stupid Americans to vote these Democrats and Republicans into power that keeps the power handlers at play. The best fight against this is going to be the other half of America. And honestly, guys, this is Doug's opinion, okay? You're not going to get the vote you want. Even if Trump comes in, what can he do? All right? So, you know, what we need to do is we need to focus as Americans on becoming independent and self-reliant. That's one of the things from the original get-go that made America so great was individualism, rugged individualism, as Teddy Roosevelt said, believing in dangerous freedoms, as Thomas Jefferson said. I'm a separatist. I say, screw the Republican Party, to hell with the Democratic Party. I'm going back to the frontier. I'm going to build my log cabin and take care of me and do not come on my property, and I won't come on yours. That is what originally made America great. We're so built up now within our cities and within our own social profiles, which is where the world has drifted to. It's no longer in the wilderness. The wilderness has now become the internet. People need to unplug from that. They need to read books, they need to go outside, they need to sweat, they need to work with their hands, and you need to realize eventually at that point in time that everything that you're doing in your life is to benefit a very small elite amount of people who don't care about you. And they'll come and ask for money every 6 months, but they don't care about you.
Do you think we'll have a draft with the war with Russia?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I do too.
That bill's already wrote. Hey, ladies, you finally get your chance,
people,
to show us all how great you are.
The people in this country need to say no and hell no. Not my kid, not my brother, not my son. Nobody goes.
I'll tell you who's a representative that I greatly admire right now.
Yes, Chip Roy. Yep, exactly.
Chip Roy. Yep. Chip Roy told Congress that there's no way that they're getting his daughter or daughters, his kids, going into the military service for Ukraine, and that there's no way that he's going to vote in any matter of anything that is unpatriotic. Did you see that 5-minute tirade that he did the other day?
Yeah.
When they pass this omnibus bill, get this. So you have 226 Republicans or 226 Democrats. Every one of them, besides one, which was AOC, she was probably off bartending again. But every one of them were out there. They flew in. They voted. They didn't even do the bare minimum of the discussion and arguments as what they're supposed to do in the House. And then they poof. They popped smoke and they left. Well, Chip Roy stood there and says, who am I supposed to argue with? We're supposed to be debating this bill. There's like a a timed event that we're supposed to be doing right now, and you all left. This is what's dangerous for America, is when you have multinational corporations putting their people in power. Oh, and by the way, Dave, I'm going to let you talk about this one. There's something that's going to be coming back to America, and you're probably going to start hearing about it soon. I heard about it because of a game called soccer, which I am not a fan of. I'm not a fan of it because it involves quite a bit of running. But I don't run no more. Sorry, guys. But the next time the World Cup is supposed to be held, it's supposed to be held not in America, not in Canada, not in Mexico, but in North America.
Really?
They're already talking about the Trilateral Commission. Everything's being set up.
So we're back to Canamex America in the North American Union.
And having the Amero as the dollar.
Yeah, there you go. That was 2006.
It's coming back. Yeah. Everything is setting us up for this point. What makes Canada, North America, and then also Mexico into one nation? How about America being destroyed financially because of a failed war?
It has to be. Here's why Canamex America failed in 2006 under George Bush. It failed because the peso was at 11-to-1 ratio to the dollar. And you have to equalize the currencies like they did the European Union. And I know a fair amount about that because, let's put it this way, I was close to it. So let's look at the other thing. The Canadian dollar was almost a 2-to-1 at that time. So for America to have capitulated and had one currency based on equalization process, the average American would have lost about 40% of their buying power. And that's why the big industrialists at the time balked. They said, we can't do this. Well, it doesn't matter because you'll be able to move your companies outside the country and you won't be affected by American cash flow and the value. But the American people weren't buying it. The Fortune 500 said no and hell no. That's why it failed. Now they've got it into such a situation where these corporations are insulated and they can't dare say no because their ESG ratings will plummet and that will destroy them financially. So this is how I know what you're saying is true. I know it's coming back. In fact, it was about 4 months ago, AMLO, the president of Mexico, said we need a super American state. And he didn't limit it to the three countries. He said all of Latin America. In fact, Doug, did you know that the first part of this was Canamex, the NAFTA agreements, those two trade agreements? Those were the three nations. Then they had CAFTA. CAFTA was Central America and North America together. And then there is the agreement, the FTAA, which was to combine everything from the tip of South America to the tip of Canada into one nation. So they've had these plans on the books now for over 20 years.
Well, and who's been a part of that? Ted Cruz's wife.
Oh, yeah. Heidi Cruz, part of Goldman Sachs and a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose specialty is exactly what we're talking about. Exactly right.
So the Council on Foreign Relations, let's talk about them for a second. This is another highly, highly elitist group that is almost never talked about. That's like Bilderberger group stuff. It's never talked about. And once again, we're talking about like James Bond villain type of stuff. So that is where your Klaus Schwabs are. That's your WEF. I would say that the Bilderberger, what's the other group that used to be out there? The other meeting place. Yeah, the Bilderberger, you have Bohemian Grove, you got the Trilateral Commission, you got the CFR, and now you got WEF. It's all the same groups of people. They just have like various different summer and winter camps that they go to. It's all the same people. You know, this isn't like a different ruling party elites. They're all the same people. Like, when do we wake up and say, hey, why are all you guys going to the same meetings and you're all talking about destroying America and the American dollar. And then we're just told, you know, sit down, shut up. Here's a Super Bowl. Here's a distraction. Here's a 9/11. Here's a war in Iraq and Afghanistan. Here's a war over here in Yemen. Here's a war in Africa. Here's a war in Ukraine. Quit talking about us behind the scenes, taking your money. And, you know, and people will go on the Rockefeller and the Rothschild hit. And those families are right there within all that. But I think King, is it King Harry? Who's our new king now? King
Charles.
King Charles, damn. King Charles.
The murderer of Diana.
This guy will have a hand to play in this.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is, that dude's evil.
My favorite quote from him was the fact
coming back as a virus.
Yeah, and wanted to wipe out 90% of humanity. Exactly.
What a freak.
I know.
What an absolute freak. Maybe that's the reason why they're giving all those blood transfusions to the queen to keep her alive longer. You know, this is the guy who says, well, my family links all the way back to, Vlad the Impaler, Dracula.
He's farther than that.
You know, I probably...
But that's to me, that's foreshadowing.
I got something to say about Charles, and it's Genesis 6. And I'm saying this often because I want people to look at it, and I'm saying this as much speculative as I am factual, Doug, but I really believe this is true. When the fallen angels were cast to Earth after they were defeated in the cosmos, and this is even part of NSA training going back to the late 80s, and my friend Vance Davis was involved in this. Vance was taught when they came here, don't need to know about the war, because they didn't want to talk about Jesus or God or anything, but they said that their goal, the fallen angels, they didn't call them fallen angels, they called them the ones who were condemned here. They wanted to take over the human soul. Now, obviously, the only reason you'd want to do that is revenge against God's creation, right? We're the only ones that have a soul. But they couldn't figure out how to do it, so they embarked on morphing the human being. That's transhumanism. Vance Davis told me this in 1992. This was part of his NSA NATO training. And I said, I looked back, I said, Vance, you know you were 10 years ahead of the term, rollout term of transhumanism, because that's what this is. And these fallen angels are of a different DNA. And then I'm going to ask a question, and then I'm going to kind of answer the question. What did the vaccines that they're still trying to universally force upon us, what did it change the most? Your DNA. I believe we're dealing with an evil entity that's satanic in origin, cast to Earth. Their DNA survives. And I think it's possible that people like Prince Charles, I'm not saying him, or King Charles, excuse me, but I think we're looking at two separate DNAs and the war being waged on humanity and the expressed desire that they put into print, they want to wipe out 90% of humanity, is from these satanic entities that came down here, survived the flood, and I think it's possible that this is who we fight against. In fact, what does the Lord say? He says, our war is not with flesh and blood, it's with principalities of darkness. And if Jesus does not return to the earth in the second coming, all life will be wiped out. Doug, I know you know where I'm going with this. Go ahead and tear that apart and tell me that I need to lay down and talk to a psychiatrist.
No, you're not. Look, the world is being taken over. The world's being taken over by a globalist interfaith movement. Listen to this article.
That's anti-Christian in this purpose. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, listen to this article from the Epoch Times. And I'm only going to read part of it because it doesn't even deserve to be read the rest of it. Laguna Woods, California, at the Lutheran Church of the Cross, local faith leaders from Christianity, Judaism, Zoroastrianism, and Islam gathered to pay homage to the hundreds of homeless individuals who've died in Orange County. And they were all singing Amazing Grace. Well, that's cute. So, for one thing, a swath of homeless people are dying because you're giving them drugs. So your government's to be blamed for that. It is sad. Any human death is sad. I've dealt with homeless people, Dave, for 10 years straight, dealing with them almost daily on the street as a cop, you know. You'd go and buy the dude's shoes or socks, or here's a backpack with, you know, like some cans of tuna and forks, because there was a guy that was literally starving on the street. And I just went to Dollar General. I was like, hey, look, I just need to gather up a bunch of stuff and go bring it to a guy. And I cut in front of a line, bought him like $100 worth of stuff, because I don't want to see the guy sitting there starving, no shoes, no socks. I gave him that money. I gave him like $100 of money. I bought him $100 worth of stuff. As I go and get my patrol car and I leave the parking lot, the guy gets in a car and leaves. And I'm like, you SOB, you got me. You got me. But there are so many people who have mental health problems because of the drugs that we refuse to stop giving to people from the pharmaceutical companies, who are the real bastards in this country. And oh, by the way, what we're refusing to take off the streets because you're penalizing law enforcement for doing their job. And then you won't close the border. So now we got fentanyl. So good job, Congress. But this is the thing that I have a problem with. Interfaith. I'll say this the way Islam says it. Islam will not share this world with anybody. Why does Christians? We should take care of ourselves and be about ourselves and let the world be about the world.
Well, you know, the Pope has got to be on dope because he proposed Chrislam. The Catholic Pope, Christianity and Islam combined. What kind of horse crap is that?
That is what this is. Judaism, Zoroastrianism, Islam, the Lutheran Church. You know, the Lutheran Church, the one who's let in the LGBTQRS fairy tale people in. This is not a representing body of faith anymore. This is the New World Order faith. This is this interlaced, tangled, muck and mired. It doesn't have a basis anymore because these people within this interfaith movement are going to be some of the next things that's going to start popping out. You're going to have more of this interfaith movement. Anything to take around the glorification of Jesus Christ is going to happen. Your leaders are doing it. Your religious leaders are doing it. Look at Zelensky, man. Yeah. Zelensky has closed 40 different churches now in Ukraine because, well, they don't play the way that we want them to. Who cares how they pray? What about freedom of speech? Well, it's Ukraine. You don't have freedom of speech. Oh, okay.
Yeah, freedom to be a Nazi. Yeah, I know. I know. You're exactly right.
We're teetering. We're
at the end. I'm going to say this, folks. Let me put it into perspective. If you could keep capitulating, in silence is capitulation. If you keep capitulating, your kids are coming back in body bags from Ukraine, and it'll happen by this summer. You need to hear what's going on. And if we continue to vote, you want to vote, go ahead and vote. I'm not wasting my time. But I will say this. If you don't get busy stuffing ballot boxes and doing what the Democrats do, harvesting ballots and all this, you're wasting your time.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
We got about a minute.
I got to promote your work.
Stop helping these politicians go about the Lord's work and helping people that are in need.
Thank you. Exactly right. You know, my quick solution, don't shop the Fortune 500 corporations. Get your money out of the banks as much as possible. Just keep operating capital and go to diverse investments. You need to be outside the system. You need to have your food, your water system, as I advertised early on. You need to be separate from the system. Be in the world, but not of the world. This is now the time to follow those instructions because they will use these resources against you to force satanic compliance upon you. Doug, tell people how they can listen to you.
Hey, American Vindictus Show at gsradio.net. That's between 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern time. And then also on Rumble and then on Amazon. If you just go to Amazon Prime and go to their music section, you can pull up the American Vindictus Show on there. and then also on YouTube. I finally only have one strike left. I think in a couple of days I'll be strikes free. So I get another turn back up at home plate. But also, please make sure you go and you subscribe to the Doug and Dave Intel Report, all one word, because Rumble's weird. Doug and Dave Intel Report, that's the Rumble channel. It just got put up, so, you know, show a little love on that. Yeah. And thecommonsenseshow.tv.
Very good. That's perfect. Anyway, we are right at the end, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you have found this intellectually stimulating with points that you can consider and discuss. And we're not asking for your agreement, but we are asking for you to participate in the salvation of this country spiritually and politically. We'll see you all back here again next time. For Doug Thornton, I'm Dave Hodges, and thanks for joining us.